morelikeradio.com. It's our duty. I said duty.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm a comic. I always, my dream when I was a kid, I always wanted to be on a game show. I like game shows. But what happened to game shows? It's like, they're fucking lame. They're not like games anymore, you know what I mean? Like the new games, like I watch like Deal or No Deal. Like, what is that? It's just a guy pointing the fucking briefcase.
Hey, is that one? What about that one? Is there money in there? What about down there? Is there money in there? Okay, what about up there? Is that one? Is there money in that one? What about that one? What about that center one? Is there money in that one? What about over there? Is there money?
It's not a game. Like, the Wheel of Fortune is a game. Dude, I am a wheel watcher. Die hard. Right, table 60, wheel watchers? I wanted to be so rich when I was a kid that my car didn't have regular wheels, it just had wheels of fortune. Just giant wheels. That would be so baller, dude. Just driving down the street like... But I always realized like I could never be on that show because I would get too mad if I went bankrupt. I would fucking lose my mind. Why don't people react? I was watching the other day, a guy had like 20 grand, and they're like, "Woo! Sorry, John, I got into zero." The guy's like, "All right, thanks. Hey, it's your spin, buddy." I'm like, what? You just lost 20 grand in a second? I'd be like, "Fuck! Fucking window sucks! Fanny, you're a whore! Did you touch it?" I would lose my mind. The funny thing about the Wheel of Fortune, they gotta up the money on that wheel. Every other game show's giving away like millions of dollars. Wheel of Fortune still has $150 like on the wheel. People like try to still be excited about it. They're like, "All right, $150. The guy's like, "Great. Do you have 200 T's by chance so I can make some fucking money on this show?" That'd be great. And I would cheat, dude. I would cheat. Nobody ever cheats. You're only on it once. Who cares? Just try. It wouldn't even be that hard. Be like, "Nick, it's your turn." "All right. Can I get a B?" "Sorry, there are no B's." "I said P." "I think I know what I said, Pat. I mean, I fucking said it. What am I, an asshole now?" Everyone's like, "No, all right, sorry. Stop yelling at everyone." And they always give away the same stuff. I always think it'd be funny if they gave away things that people wouldn't expect to win. Because they always expect to win the car and the trip. Just switch it up. Just to see what they do. If they're like, "Congratulations, John, you win your very own wolf." "That's right, it's a beautiful, healthy wolf." "What?" "But that's not all, you also win a gun, which will come in handy on your trip to Iraq." It's like, whoa. Did I lose? What the fuck is happening? Is that a real wolf? I can't have a wolf in my house. I've got kids. What is happening? Holy shit.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
And any social media network you decide to look for me at, I'm there.
And in 2 years, we'll look up and see you in space.
That is correct.
Possibly nude.
Possibly.
Ree, stop with the nude. It's not going to happen.
It's sexy.
I think Marie's more obsessed with this than anybody.
No, seriously.
How about that?
All right. How about a clear suit?
All right.
Well, good luck, Coco. We look forward to your updates.
Okay, thank you.
On this mission. It takes a lot of balls.
Yes, it does. Too bad I got some cut off, right?
See what I mean? You're awesome, Coco.
Oh, I really like
I do too. I do too.
Awesome. Thank you, Coco. You really are awesome, though.
Thank you for calling, Coco.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for Coco. Calling. We really do appreciate it.
Okay.
Check out Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com.
I didn't think we were going to go all full on racist.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No!
I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really?
You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow. But
yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You were you stupid jerk. Dude!
Don't forget, we are better than you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. Happy, let's see, it's December 17th, 2013. I am Joel Dutch Van Wagenen here with Royce Lopez.
Hi, I am Royce Lopez here with Marie Sarkeesian.
Hi, I'm Marie Sarkeesian here with Mitch Heil.
I'm Mitch Heil, and I'm here with all of my best friends. Where?
I'll call you Haley. I know it's happening.
Right? Oh, it is.
Force of habit.
Yeah, Dutch, why don't you shut your back up? Because your North Carolina connection is not super.
I told you.
I understand. I'm not blaming. Hey, I like your haircut.
Hold on. Should I cut the video feed then?
No, your video's fine. You look spiffy. I'm pointing out some of the video right now.
He's not a hobo no more?
Look, there's comments in the chat room. He is so handsome when he cuts his hair. He really is.
Yeah, I shouldn't let it grow out.
And I'm not saying that as a compliment. I hate you. But he's so handsome, cuts his hair, that it makes me want to punch him so hard. Because then his eyes really pop. His eyes pop. When his hair's cut.
Smile. Hey.
I hate you.
Royce can attest to this, that I was commenting as I scroll through Facebook posts that the last 2 weeks, there's a couple of pictures of you with your brothers. And I go, Joel right now looks like the disappointment of the family.
It's true, Dutch. And man, we joked about it in a previous Dutch and Royce's, but even every new picture, man, you look like they're trying to hide you. You're like behind two guys.
Well, your brothers are very clean cut, Abercrombie and Fitch looking dudes.
Yeah, they're very straight out of Sky Mall type of guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And you were getting excessively scruffy looking.
Yeah. Well, I was doing Movember.
Right. And so every time you took a picture next to them, it just looked like you were just a disappointment in between two stellar, like, sons. Like, my boys. And, Joel.
Oh, and Dutch.
And there
Dutch, when you go to visit your family, do they still make you cut the lawn just because they hate you?
No, like, they don't do that. No, they don't do that.
Oh, now they will. I'm gonna call your mom. Well, we text sometimes.
Do you really?
I probably talked to your mom more than mine talking
to
me now.
The last time I called my mom.
Awkward wedding. Well, speaking of awkwardness, I want to get something out of the way. Yeah, I figured we'd do this now so we can move on, because we have a lot of fun stuff packed in here.
Royce and I are having sex, everyone.
Dutch, I wanted it. You said I could say it.
You said I could say it.
Dutch. Come on, man.
Well, what?
Too late to make it a threesome?
Foursome. Anyway.
Get it? Because your dick is big.
Got it. What was I going to say? Oh, so anyway, you know our pal.
We have a lot of pals
over at the Mix FM. You know, we have some of the shows used to be over there, like the Red Show and the Shoot and some more coming soon. Anyway.
TBD.
TBD, guys. Anyway, this guy, remember, we always had an agreement. And Dutch, you know, off air stuff. You know, we always had an agreement with him. Hey, you know, we're not going to bash you. Don't bash us. It was kind of a gentleman's agreement.
Well, it wasn't.
You
know? It was never said. It was just like an unspoken thing. We just kind of knew.
Well, no. Indeed.
It was a respect thing or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no DMs. We're like, hey, dude, you know, we're very respectful. No problems.
Like, you have a dick. I have a dick. We're not going to cross dicks.
Everyone has dicks. So anyway, he decided to start bashing us, but doing
what?
It. I guess the term is, I just found out about this today. I guess it's called subtweeting, where you make fun of somebody, but you don't.
With submarine sandwiches.
With a submarine sandwich. You throw hot pastrami sandwiches at their faces. I didn't know this.
What if it has wasabi mayonnaise or horseradish on it?
That's, you know what that is? That's a sub retweet.
That stinks.
Anyway, no. So
he started layers.
He started, you know, whatever, ripping on us. I don't know the specifics. But anyway,
somebody got on the Red Show, and then they got on the Red Show, and then Maggie cried. And,
you know, but anyway, this started with some hack AM DJ guy that the Red Show was fighting from Wyoming. He does AM news radio in Wyoming. And they were having a back and forth because he did the typical, like, oh, podcasters and radio, you're just playing radio. You know, the typical stupid shit.
Like, we're playing house.
Yeah. So then what happened was, I guess he didn't realize. So then, of course, all the animals that are more like radio shows and fans.
You mean quality listenership?
I'm sorry. Well, yeah, you call. Yeah, if you want to call it that.
Sure. Degenerates.
Well, Dutch, let me just skip the middle part and tell you that this AM gentleman is protected his account. It's no longer be accessed.
Why would he do such a thing?
Because, you know, maybe people were...
I would imagine he protected it because all of our listeners are fucking assholes.
Probably that's the reason.
I wouldn't go that far.
So anyway, Jack, of course, has to stick his 2 cents in because he drives a 2007 Bentley, as you could tell, because he's a 40-year-old with a car avatar on his Twitter. He decided that he was going to take shots at us. So, of course, you know,
shots.
I confronted him.
Everybody!
Shot. So they started taking shots at us. And, of course, I retorted and I said, you know, relax. Hey!
What was that?
You submarine sandwich tweet him back?
No, I did not. I hoagie tweet him.
Hoagie?
Hoagie.
Was it a turkey hoagie?
It was a sub hoagie.
Say it right.
Hoagie and a cook.
That's how you say it.
anyway, I said, you know, whatever, fucking calm down. You know, I don't have a problem with you. But then, of course, he continued. And so then, of course, the same millions of people now that – not millions. You're billions. Let's say billions of listeners.
Billions.
Decided now that they were done ruining this AM talk radio guy's life to, you know, maybe ruin this guy's life. So they start going after him, and then I reminded him that, and Dutch, you could attest to this, and Marie can too. Off air, we spoke about it, but now it's out there. Remember about 6 months ago, when he tried to sell us a talk portion of his station?
Yeah.
Wait, what? You broke up there. What was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Remember, Dutch, we talked off air like 6 months ago when he tried to sell us the talk portion of his station?
I actually wasn't part of that meeting, no.
Okay, well, Marie, you were there.
I was.
Yeah, so anyway, he tried to sell it, and we were like, you know, is it worth it? This and that. And at that point,
we're like, how much?
Right. And Marie reminded. Hold on. I didn't know. Marie reminded me about the number because I had completely forgotten about this. We talked about it when we got home. How much was it?
Something reasonable, I'm assuming, right?
It was over $500. I remember that.
Yeah. So, anyways,
because I think that would have been my limit.
Right. It was somewhere like it was somewhere like 5K or some shit like that.
Let's be honest here. That piece of shit station's not worth that much.
No, of course not. So then, of course, he said I'm a liar. And the problem is then what he goes and does is he deletes all the DMs because we spoke about it via DM. So he deletes it. And you know how Twitter works. When you one side deletes a DM, they're all deleted. You know,
I didn't know that. No.
Yeah. Because you could go in there, delete an entire conversation. Or if you block somebody also, all their DMs delete. So whatever. He deleted all the DMs. Luckily, I screen capped one and posted it like from 121 days ago, like 6 months ago, saying, do you still want to buy the station? Of course, he said, oh, that's fake. So then I think Hammy went through the email and found another email like from 7 months, from March 2013, saying, hey, you're still interested in buying the station?
Well, we don't have to prove ourselves, you know, about this guy, but just, you know.
Dutch, we don't,
Royce,
but I'm giving you.
Royce was called a liar.
And so,
I don't know if you recognize this, but if there's one thing Royce doesn't like, is being called a liar.
And Puerto Ricans. What? Oh, I'm sorry.
an Italian BMT submarine.
I hate those fucking Now I'm obsessed with submarine sandwich tweeting people. I'm obsessed. Anyway, Dutch, so what I wanted to do was...
fucking liar.
Instead of bashing him in the traditional way, because that's simple. We could do that. And you know what? We've done so much. I figured, Dutch, and this is for you. Dutch, if you were to name, like, what is your favorite, like, segment on Monday Night Football, what is it?
Yeah, no, I don't want to do this right now.
No, I want you to tell me.
Oh, I know.
Marie knows what it is.
She knows what my favorite is.
What is it? What is it?
Come on, man.
Oh,
no.
So I think it's time for a segment of Come On, Man, starring Jack the 2007 Bentley. What's his last name? I don't know his last name.
We'll just call him Bentley.
I didn't even know this guy's name was Jack. What was his actual, what was his, like, a radio name?
At the the thing is, he says he's a music guy, because every time we talk to him, he's always like, oh, I only care about music, brah. Like, he's, you know, but he was always taking pictures of his money, or like, he, you know how we had our live event?
Ew.
Yeah, you know how we had our live event? It was awesome and a huge success. They had a live event too, but you know what he did? I swear to God, this is the douchiest thing. He posted a picture of how much he paid for it, like a picture of the receipt, like he was fucking like a rapper.
Oh, ew.
How much he spent, and he posted it on Twitter like he's a baller.
What?
You know how much we spent for our live event?
Go ahead.
$0.
You know why we spent $0?
Because we got paid many a dollars, right?
Because the bar wanted us to be there, unlike you, shitbrag. Anyway, so, and I wasn't going to go into that.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Taking pictures of receipts after you go to a live event? That's worse than a butt fumble.
You want to know what the worst part is? I tune in a half hour before Monday Night Football just so I can watch that and get mad.
Do you know every time, Dutch, yes, Marie, every time this segment airs, I go, you know how mad Dutch is right now? I go, right now, Dutch is so
I do it on purpose just to make myself angry.
It's the best. It is the best because none of them even speak English.
Come on, man.
The only shows on your station have your wife on them. Come on, man.
It was pretty good.
So what did you want to do as far as this whole mix Come On, Man thing?
I mean, I'm thinking we should kill him. Oh, the segment.
No, yes.
Off-air stuff. I apologize, Dutch. No, look. Here's what it is. You know about, you're going to like this. So you know how we're like, how did the mix get verified? We're like, dude, they're a verified account. Well, I found out because, let's just say we have some
verified sources
that used to be on the mix. Apparently, if you buy the $15,000 just Twitter does advertising packages. If you buy the $15,000 advertising package.
$15,000?
Yeah, seriously, $15,000.
That sounds like a good investment. 15 grand for a little check mark.
No. Yep. Dutch, would it make you feel better if we don't say $15,000?
Hold on, let me count
15K.
My money. I'm going to verify.
That's
my
still
Twitter
a
account.
Lot of money.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think it's a lot.
I have $4. Is that enough?
That'll get you verified on MySpace. Pretty good. No, but seriously, like, so he paid all this money to get, like, to get verified. And apparently, I don't know the whole story, but he had a falling out. Apparently, he used to work with Bubba the Love Sponge or some shit. I don't know the full story, to be honest with you, because I mean, look at him.
He was the sponge.
Yeah. So what he does is post pictures of his
sponges, of
his money, of like
sponge diving.
Stop with sponges. There's nothing to do with sponges.
To be honest, dude, like the mix was so far off my radar of things I cared about. Like, I've never followed him. I don't know anything about this guy. All I know is that he at one point wanted to be our minor league team. That's the only thing I know about this guy.
He wanted to be one. I'm sorry, that part cut out. What was that?
Minor league team.
Yeah, like, or some shit. Like, I don't remember. Like, he always had all these weird plans. Like, and he would always DM me. Like, he was trying to figure something out. But like I said, all he does is post pictures of his money and like all the things that he has. Like, oh, my life's great. Like, hashtag my life's awesome.
Is your life awesome if you're hashtagging it?
No, it's really not. Good point, Marie. I guess if you have to hashtag your life is awesome, your life probably isn't awesome.
Not as awesome as you think it is.
So, you know, he's friends with who? He was friends with Newbie. I don't know who that is. Apparently, I was someone on, but I don't really follow Bubba the Love Sponge because I'm not white trash. But I guess if I did, I'd understand what was happening. So yeah, he lives out in Tampa, and he wanted to get even because I guess Bubba Loveson started his own station, and he was pissed at him.
And also, he was watching Even Stevens.
Even Stevens, great show. Shia LaBeouf from there, great actor.
Yeah, did you ever see the movie Holes?
The porno? Yeah, it was amazing.
Speaking of that, his sister on that TV show got nude in a scene.
Yes, remember we played that a couple months ago.
So hot. A couple years ago.
Time just squishes together with these shows.
It really does.
You know what? Our chat is, I hate to interrupt, our chat is going crazy, and I feel like that they really like the come on man bit, okay. But they should call in.
We should take sports calls. I love when we take sports calls.
Oh, leg bye?
Leg bye. Uh-oh. Leg bye coming up. Here we go. Boom. Leg bye. Call in right now. Leg bye. Number 954-573-2780. Hippo Juice Film on Skype. All right, guys. We're taking calls now. Things better than the Mix FM. Things better than the Mix FM.
Well, that's not come on, man.
Well, we're going to come on, man.
Come on, man.
Let's read a few in the chat here real quick.
Yeah, it says, go ahead.
If you ran off the red because you got butt hurt over Texie, come on, man.
Come on, man.
You made a Target Spot account to get corporate spots. Come on, man.
Wait, what is... I'm sorry. I have to stop. What is that?
I don't know.
Target Spot? This
well, keep the music running. This feels weird.
I'm backing up.
Something Hammy said called Target Spot account. I don't know.
Yeah, if LeBron James fought the Mix FM in a boxing match, would Mike Tyson be there in the audience? I'm going to hang up and let you answer.
Well, here's the thing, is that LeBron James is never going to get past the only two titles that he has right now because he's a one-man player, and Mike Tyson will probably bite his, not ear, but nose. I think he's graduated with that new face tattoo of his, but good call.
This is not Jack from Tampa. I mean, from not Tampa.
Oh, hey, not Jack from not Tampa. What's up?
Hey, I'm just calling to say that the guys that drive used Bentleys are pretty awesome. And also,
used Bentleys. Come on, man. yes, Marie.
I lost it. Oh, no, I found it. Live from the morgue is your anchor show. Come on, man.
Are they still on the air?
We have the red calling. Oh, hey, Red Show, you have a question for us.
No. This ain't no Red Show. This is Jerry in San Antonio.
Hi, Jerry from San Antonio. What's going on, man?
Why does Sam Cassell look like Black E.T.? Come on, man.
Thank you, Jerry.
We have another caller. Hey, caller, who's this? What you got?
Hey, if LeBron James went to the Mix, do you think they could resurrect their actual careers?
Man, the Mix can't afford to play LeBron James. Come on, man.
Live from the morgue is your anchor show. Come on, man.
We just said that one.
To answer your question about the Target Spot, it's a service where you pay this company and they give you advertising spots for big corporate sponsors. That's how Jack gets his corporate sponsors.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to fall with the Illuminati. That's what they want you to do so McDonald's can take over the chemtrails, and that ain't happening with me.
I find it very funny that satellite radio shows that shall not be named, their biggest sponsor is a little jewel shop in Philadelphia, yet somehow Jack Stifel has Old Navy, McDonald's, and Geico.
He's killing it, bro. He could probably get like a penny.
Well, how else do you think he could afford that Bentley?
Yeah.
Duh.
It's not free.
I mean, he could start a company, hand it down to him. That's one way.
Ooh, uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Are you dropping some knowledge on us right now?
Oh, man. Come on, man. Your daddy dies and he gives you money? Come on, man. So what? That's guy and big good. So listen. The good thing about the Mix is unless you've heard of Pandora, Spotify, TuneIn, or 100 other apps, they're exclusive content. Basically, if you want to hear what the Mix is, just start a 90s playlist on Pandora.
Ooh, I love those.
Yeah.
But I use Pandora.
I use Pandora. That's Dora the Explorer from Nickelodeon. It's a Nickelodeon music thing.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's super good.
Yeah.
Because, like, really little commercials or advertising or anything like that, and it kind of goes wherever you go.
Hey! No swiping, Swiper.
Oh, My bad.
Christ.
My bad.
I can tell you.
Mitch. You say MLR's numbers are inflated because you can't think of an intelligent comeback. Come on, man.
Come on, man. For someone with so much money, he sure has a haircut of the Unabomber. Come on, man.
I would like to note, so here's a question I have. What did he actually say to piss everybody off? Like,
well, it's fun. It'd be great if we could find it, but he deleted it. But Hammy, do you kind of remember what he started? I'm trying to remember what...
I absolutely can. Well, first off, Royce explained it. Fans of the Red Show were having fun with this Don Carpenter fella on Twitter. And Jack decided to make a quote-unquote observation, as he calls it, or submarine sandwich tweeting.
Good. And thank you. Say it correctly on this show.
Did you put oil on the submarine sandwich?
Because if you don't, and salt, pepper, a little bit.
And a little bit of oregano.
He's a big fan of oregano.
He has the money for it. He could afford it. He could splurge. I've seen his Bentley.
Oh, but the shoot in the chat room, you have Bob Levy on your shows. Come on, man.
Come on, man. You got dogs barking in the background. Come on, man.
3, 2, 1, go. Come on, man.
We have a caller. I know who it is, but for the bit. Caller, who are you and where are you from and what's your come on, man?
Yeah, hi. My name is Mike from New Jersey, and I just had a question for you guys. If Jack went to a club and punched John Jones of the UFC, then after taking the beating, would he delete him throwing the punch from the video? I'm going to listen to your answer off air.
All right. Thank you, Mike. First off, I have to say something right now. It's very brave for you to call in after you just had gay sex. I can hear it in the background. Really appreciate it. Michael Falcone from New Jersey. And
how do you know his last name?
Oh, because his call screen. Shut up, Dutch. Go with it.
All right, we have another caller. Do you have another question?
Yeah, what's up, boys and girls? Footer.
What's up, Footer?
Hey, Foot.
Hey, I just wanted to chime in with the end of the story with Henry saying my biggest issue with the Jack is he always used the hobby thing as fucking protection. I never went after Jack just because I didn't want to be bothered. But the second he kept using that shield of where he was able to use like inadequate fucking shows on his platform and it'd be okay because it's just a hobby. But, yeah.
I see.
That was the biggest issue, fucking Dutch. That was the thing that pissed me off. Then, for whatever reason, today when he got called out on it, he then changes his tune. And he's like, well, you know what? It's not a hobby. It's a successful business. Then when he said something to the regards of having shitty, well, you know, there are other stations that have shitty talk shows on their station. So it was almost like he was justifying.
Yeah, that's more like shows. Radio Wednesdays 9 to 11. Or what time are you
on? Okay. I see what you did there. That's not even funny. It's just fucking mean.
Mitchell. He's a guest on this show.
Yeah.
He treats the guest on his show.
Yeah, Mitch, that was mean.
Hey, P-Rock has the button. He's the one. I'm the likable one. Such a fucking misnomer.
The blackout drunk has the button. Great.
By the way, I listened real quick. I listened to the whole show last week. And does that happen every week where he just gets drunk and starts motherfucking all of you and then barely is able to get out of the show?
Only Wednesdays, dude. Yeah. Only Wednesdays.
No, all right. The real answer is probably once every 6 weeks, and then the 5 other weeks are teetering shows. Like you don't really know. But as soon as I hear the first slur, it's 100%. He gives me a solid 15 minutes.
Dude,
cut the feed.
If you guys don't listen to the Red Show after Hippo Juice on Wednesday starting at 9, you guys are missing out because you never know when P-Rock is just going to go on like just his drinking binges. And like some weeks it's like he's like a fun, happy guy. And then other weeks he's just like, fuck you, Footer. Fuck everybody. Fuck this. Fuck that. And it's just I couldn't not listen to it.
Yeah, he'll go from like laughing to crying because his dad never taught him right. Like, dude, Jesus Christ!
Fuck you, bike.
Yeah, and my mom never hugged me, dude. We're fucking talking about the Super Bowl. What are you doing?
the worst part about it was in panic mode, I saw Dutch in the fucking chat and he's never there. So I reached out to him and then it hits me that he's no better. He's a drunken mess too. I'm like, fuck. I said, I'm alone here. And then I got my other schlep producer. He's just passed out. And then I got Scrams on Hangout just fucking egging him on, taking right. selfies of him.
You do know that if you get Dutch in the Red Show, he's already drank through all of Hippo Juice.
Yeah, you can point. That's right. It's your own fault for not knowing that.
Hey, at least I was cognitive enough to go, whoa, this is a mess.
I worked the last 25 minutes of that show by myself without a fucking net. I do it all.
No, dude, that's the last 45 minutes of that show looked like the last 45 minutes of the movie Roadhouse. Just a fucking bunch of drunks beating the shit out of each other and screaming. Which, by the way, personally, I fucking loved and thought was fantastic. I felt bad for you.
I just keep in my head, I just keep yelling. I go, okay, when do I yell, cut the feed, Hammy?
Cut the
when
feed, Hammy, for the love of Christ.
Delete it all.
But don't say that to Hammy, because, Hammy will delete the fucking website, the server.
Start a new RSS feed four times over.
Yeah, seriously, paint his house, burn his furniture.
You know, I have half a mind to suspect Hammy every time GoDaddy shuts down and Hammy called him up.
We always freak out when GoDaddy just cried. Is Hammy angry? We're like, is Hammy mad? Because if Hammy's mad, we're fucked.
Do we have to get a new RSS feed again?
For the love of Christ, Hammy.
We actually start to worry that you probably killed your wife and then started dating a girl who looked just like her.
Yeah, right?
How on earth do we have inflated numbers when we've deleted our own RSS feed?
Yeah, thank you. Good point. If anything, Jack, we're fucking stupid. So take that.
We're not smart enough to get inflated numbers.
If anything, we should have more. We're just really dumb.
Inflated numbers. We have an OCD guy running the site.
We fucking kill all of our fucking listeners every two months.
Get clean. Must get clean.
Hammy's crying and shaving his head in the bathroom, and we're like, I don't know, man. He does really good work, but every couple months he just loses it.
By footer, by the way, he hung up.
Oh, later footer, thanks.
Later, peeps.
Oh, there you are. Sorry. Oh,
Red Show, make sure you tune in right after Hippo Juice. Tomorrow. Yeah, Hammy's like fucking, what's his name in a Full Metal Jacket, just counting the bullets on the toilet towards the end.
Private
like,
pile.
Yeah, Private Pile. There goes the feed again. Oh, God, Hammy has a flu. Jesus Christ, change the password. Change it.
He's going to shoot everybody.
Yeah, kill everybody. That's Hammy's theory. Kill everybody. Everyone dies.
Hashtag things better than the mix. My patience.
Yeah, good point. But by the way, as many times as we deleted the RSS feed, at least our station has one.
Yeah, no. Hammy mentioned something. The listeners have been going on a tear here with hashtag things that are better than the mix. Let's see. Honey Boo Boo with syphilis banging a gator. Let's see. Nick, the blog talk host from Saturday Night's Secret Show.
Oh, did you hear the Secret Show, Dutch?
No.
Okay, real quick recap, just to understand some of these jokes in here. You know the guy who used to play football, J.J. Biden, used to play for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I know Joe Biden.
Well, J.J. Anyway, this is why. We were doing a secret show, and we were on with, of course, great cousin Joe. And we were doing a secret show Friday, and we were calling in blog talk shows. Well,
okay, I love that bit.
Yeah, we accidentally fell across a guy who's syndicated to iHeartRadio, big radio show. And they were supposed to be interviewing J.J. Burden, who used to play football and now is selling like boner pills or something or some shit.
Right.
Do some interview. And then Joe calls in and they think Joe is J.J. because they go, J.J. And of course, Joe immediately is like, yep, that's me.
Oh, wow.
He does an entire interview about an interview. It's all up there. You got to listen to it, guys, on the RSS feed. But a quick recap.
I'm trying to do my interview.
Yeah. So he convinces the guy that.
Wow.
He convinces the guy that he was a drug addict, that he got over it. He was into gay sex for drugs. And the problem is J.J., the other guy, the real football player, was on the line. And you can hear him in the background going, that's not me. Hello? That's not me. Hello? And then people were tweeting him. Once again, our wonderful listeners were tweeting the J.J. Burdick guy saying, oh, great interview. So brave to come out like that on the air. And he kept saying, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. Best part, Dutch, is check this out. Guy calls back. From the iHeartRadio Sports Show, we give him the cell number. Look, dude, you got to call. This is going to come out on ESPN. We Twitter him. He calls the number. He thinks me me and Hammy and Punchy are all producers for ESPN because we say we are. And we say, dude, this is going to go out on the air. Adam is calling me. Adam Schefter, meaning Adam, is calling me. This is going to go out, dude. We don't know what to do. Tell us your side. The guy, and Hammy Gattes, has started crying.
Oh, no. Do you have this all recorded?
It's all recorded. The whole show is up on feed, RSS feed.
Okay, all right, yeah. That I have to. Okay, so iTunes, Hammy, give it a proper plug. I don't know what you have it on this week, so you
just
you,
go to morelikeradio.org. It's right there under Super
Org.
Secret Show. Well, that's or morelikeradio.com/downloads. Super Secret Show. Both of them take you to the same place.
Oh no.
That's awesome.
Who's crying?
No, not awesome. Amazing.
Because that is so fucking awesome.
I was Steve from ESPN saying, "Look, hey, I even sold it saying, hey, you listen to Colin Cowherd? I'm like EP for that show." And he fucking bought it. Line and sinker.
Dude, there are a few people who are better at like cold call, like answer shit than Joe.
No. Like, it's what I said because when we were doing the calls, we're like, who should do the call? I go, we have Michael Jordan here. That's Joe for prank calls. Of course, Michael Jordan.
Joe's very good at that kind of shit.
And he fucking destroyed. I mean, he does not laugh. He is amazing. And I always say, you say whatever you want about Joe, but Joe, when it comes to, there's nobody better right now, but doing prank calls than Joe. So yeah, we were doing that and we did a couple other shows. But like I said, nothing topped that. The guy lost his mind on Twitter because he was like, oh, what's happening? No, that wasn't me.
We need to isolate the moments you guys are talking about and put them up on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, no,
like
we
that.
Will. We already trying to get all that done. But that's it awesome. Was it was insane.
I am already in the process of making promos from those calls.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for him because it's like seeing a retard. Because it's like, he's not very smart. Obviously, you tricked him with nothing. You just said, yeah, I'm that guy. And he believed you. That's what's sad.
Well, it there is sort of redemption for this guy. Because we tried, once he hung up on us, we tried calling him again several times.
But he
and he Googled the number and realized that it was the Lust and Love number. So he Googled Lust and Love and found out that we were like messing with him. So he got us in the end, but, you know, to hear him crying was pretty funny.
Aw. Well, I'm glad he finally realized what was going on.
So, yeah, it was
there's
just
a lot of things, by the way, in the chat room of things better
I
than
know,
the next.
I was such, I
Jesus
was
Christ.
Hashtag
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Me acting as a radio host was saying
oh,
this guy.
Oh, yeah, that's...
So you don't do anything entertaining, like you're just sports. And he screamed, no, we don't do anything entertaining.
The guy lost his, I feel bad. I mean, I feel bad now, but it was hilarious while I was doing it. Oh, things better than the mix. Punchy's automobile history. Things better than the mix. Paul Walker movies.
The chances of Pauly Shore getting an Oscar.
I love these are fucking hilarious.
The smell that comes out of Wolf X's basement when Susan gets lippy.
Okay, here's another one, Dutch, you're going to love. Things better than the mix, Cornex sucking up to E-Rock. After we did the prank call, E-Rock Skyped in for a little while. You should have, Cornex was like a kid meeting, like, I don't know, an idol.
Mean Joe Green.
What is Eric?
I know, but no, understand something. Hammy, you were there. How many times did Cornex bomb on jokes? I mean, bomb. On jokes.
Cornex got me to hang up.
Yeah, he had to hang up.
I had to hang up because I could not be on the same call with E-Rock and Cornex.
I loved it. I stopped talking because I was like, this is, I was so awkward. I was like, this is so good.
Why is Cornex saying kill me in the chat room right now?
And then the best part, but Dutch, just like a movie, as soon as E-Rock hung up, Cornex had a fucking, and swear to God, I give him credit, a killer line that everyone laughed at. I'm like, great. Now you had your killer line after the guy that had, could have hired you in radio is off the line. Good job, Cornex.
Guy that could have hired you in radio? He doesn't.
I know, but you had to fucking kill him. Come on. Things better than the mix. Randy Orton's pregnant pauses. That's very funny.
Oh,
you're a wrestling fan. Things better than the mix. Trent Richardson's yard per carry.
Dude, he is fucking. The fucking Colts are hating that change.
What a mistake, huh? Things better than the mix. Tom Brady without Gronkowski. Things better than the mix. Royce's. Okay, that's mean.
Royce's new sister-in-law.
Things better
I'll
than the
read
mix.
It.
Impact Wrestling. Okay, that's also mean for Impact Wrestling.
Things better than the mix. Chef Lauren's cooking.
Oh,
good.
Things better than to make Joel Schumacher Batman movies.
That's hilarious.
Apparently, Dutch's connection. Do I sound bad?
No, you're okay, right? You're okay right now.
Things better than to make Obamacare. Hooters' chances of sobriety.
Ooh, things better in the mix. The Redskins win-loss record. By the way, they might. That's true, but I'm going to tell you something. If I was them at this point, if I was RG3.
If I whistle
RG3. Kirk Cousins is that kid's good, man.
Almost as good as Kirk Cameron.
Oh, no, because he has a love of God in his heart.
Right.
And I don't think this other sinner does. Now, Dutch, I'm going to go take a picture of my 1998 Jeep Wrangler posted on my avatar so people know I'm cool.
Okay, real quick, we just had Footer on, and since we're talking about station shit. That too. Sorry. I'm not drunk. I'm trying to pull something up, and I'm talking.
That's fine, go for it.
Here we go. Okay, last week, right after Hippo Juice, I called in the Red Show because earlier that day, P-Rock had sent me a text saying, hey, it's Texie's birthday, and you know, it would be, you know, a fun little bit if you called in and you know, his birthday present would be you unblocking him, because I blocked him a while ago, because before the Red joined More Like Radio, I guess it worked because it got our attention. This guy, one of their producers, Tex Punchem, which, by the way, fantastic nickname to give yourself. I love that. Started attack.
Stick.
It sounds horrible, is what that nickname is. He started attacking me on Twitter or whatever, and then, you know, I'll give it to Mersh and Royce. You guys immediately started attacking the guy back when you, because I didn't see it for a little bit, because I didn't have my phone on me at the time, and one way or another, either way.
Either way, yeah, we started bad, but yeah.
This guy was trashing me bad for whatever reason.
He was. I remember that day. I remember how pissed Dutch was.
I wasn't pissed that much. I was just kind of like, what the fuck?
Why?
Yeah. And the thing is, I get haters all the time. I think I get them more than anybody on the station for whatever reason.
And I will attest to it, because most of the email that comes in is and it's not even, it's not a joke. It's hate for Dutch.
Yeah.
It's hate for Dutch.
And I've grown to accept that, but this guy, for whatever reason, it was particularly, like, I don't know, I guess because it came from a point of someone who had listened to the show for a while and was like making, either way. So I was like, all right, you know what? Fuck you. Blocking you. And I've blocked him ever since that happened. I think that was like, when did the Red join? Was that like spring? It was a while ago. Either way.
Well, that fight thing had to be at least almost a year ago, I think.
No, I think it was earlier this year. It wasn't that long ago. How long has the Red been on the station?
They could tell you better than us. I don't know.
Yeah, why don't they say it?
They're all too busy doing things better than the mix in the chat room. So.
Love, by the way.
It doesn't matter. More than several months.
Either way. So it's not worth playing the whole phone call. It's like five minutes
It was
long.
Funny. Play it. It's no.
5 minutes?
Nah, we'll play. I'll talk about this. Let's play some. And we'll see, because I remember listening to it, and I remember it being funny.
Okay, well, we can start out a little bit, and then I could probably just skip towards the end, because it's just that. This guy. You'll hear it. Here we go.
I'm getting a phone call. I think I know who this is. I'm going to say hello to this
By
call.
The way, is this super low? Because earlier you were saying...
Good. You're good. You're good.
All right.
All right.
Hey, what's up, guys? Dutchie.
Hey, Dutchie.
First of all, I don't want to get too far past that selfie that whoever put in the chat room of Footer. Footer, I didn't.
Oh boy.
First of all, I didn't realize your lips were that full and kissable.
Of course,
really, dude. Like, I mean, it's like you do duck lips without even trying. Awesome.
Wait, that's what I was gonna say.
First of all, okay, that typing you have in the background, that was coming from the Reds recording on their thing. I don't know what that is. That's not me. And yeah,
that's not how you do.
I want to go back to this drunken drunker talk. Let's go back.
I'm not that drunk.
No, the other one.
Not now.
Oh,
Dutch, I meant back then. I mean the recording.
Oh, the recording of you last week, dum dum.
Did I sound drunk? I didn't think I was drunk when I called.
Yes, you sound drunk at this recording.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
I understand what you're saying, but I swear to Christ, like, how do you want me, like, how do you want my lips to fall on my face? What am I, fucking footer frowny? Like, what do you want? What do you want me to fucking flash?
No, man, it's sexy. Hey, if you pucker up, take on a picture, who am I to judge your sexuality? I'm not going to do that. I'm for everybody here.
Boom.
Hi, Dutch.
Hey. Oh, is that text?
No, that's actually Punchy. Is that Punchy that said hello?
Hey, Punchy.
What's going on, guys?
Punchy, your picture, I want you murdered. That's two pictures we found of you earlier today.
Oh, no.
Holy shit. Just because you're screaming doesn't mean you keep taking pictures of yourself, you fat idiot.
Wow.
You're so fat in my mind.
Wow.
We can fast forward to the end. This is a whole lot of bashing.
You fat idiot. It's very funny. It's so mean. You fat idiot. Didn't do anything.
Or if you remember at the end of last week's show on Hippo Juice, we were.
Why not? We gave him a bashing for his.
Well, he was wearing. He was wearing.
We gave him a bashing because he's losing weight and doing. He's being healthy and good.
Yeah, good job, bettering
and
your life.
We call
life,
him a fat
asshole.
Idiot.
I think I addressed it in the next 15 seconds. Then we can fast forward to the end because it's okay, just okay. A whole lot of trashing here.
What
Jesus
the fuck?
What is it?
At least we're.
What's
when we make fun of you guys, we do it in joke form.
Wow.
Hey, Dutch, what is it? There can only be one guy wearing V-necks in MLR?
Oh, my God.
No, here's the problem. Here's the problem. You wore two. You have two V-necks on. You need to be killed by a cement truck accident.
So, yeah. So
I'm sorry, Dutch. It's fucking hilarious. I know you say you want to keep fast forwarding.
I don't like hearing myself on a phone call. I don't like hearing my recordings of myself. This is weird. I just want to fast forward so I can bash the text guy.
Hold on. If I'm not even finding it funny, we could fast forward. But are you finding this funny? I'm finding it hilarious.
I'm finding it not only funny listening to the call, but Joel's awkwardness listening to himself.
But Punchy and him taking shots at each other was funny because that was a nice back and forth between both of you. It was like, it kept escalating.
Okay, I'll let it go then.
Keep it going. I love this.
There's only 3 minutes left. Okay.
Yeah, wait, who cares?
I just hate hearing myself. So.
It's fine. Go ahead.
And especially, I'm not self-conscious because you said I sound drunk. I didn't think I was drunk when I called in, but I guess I sound that way. So here we go.
I didn't call in to smash Punchy because that's not every regular Tuesday for everybody else.
Yeah.
When I called in,
I loved how it took the fucking heat right off me. Fucking stupid Punchy and his weight loss fucking picks, and it takes the heat right off.
Everything, he's like a black hole. Like anything that comes around him just gets sucked up into the monstrosity that is Punchy. But that's not what I'm calling him for.
Oh, I love Punch. I'm sorry. Oh, Punch.
So,
looking great. You're looking great, by the way, Punchy.
Thank you. And I know it's been a while. Dutch is making up for lost time. That's all.
Is Tex there or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey,
my favorite
birthday,
guy.
Right?
It sure is.
How old are you now?
33.
33? Dude, you don't look a day above 33. You look awful. Let me show you that way. But anyway, no. The thing is that just, I know that we had our run-ins in the past when you decided to attack me, and I will quote here, I'm reading, can listen to this piece of shit on the radio. And hashtag puppet master.
Well, I gotta be fair,
in this exchange to get our attention for this is how he betters his own radio show, by the way. This is how producers work for you guys apparently. Is that attack somebody and then say, hey, I'm pulling your strings. Rude, look at me.
Well,
so,
but Dutch,
anyway, sexy. I just want to say, can I call you sexy?
Do whatever you like.
I would like to call you, other things, but I won't. But
it's his birthday.
For your birthday, that's why I didn't say anything. For your birthday, I'm going to give you the privilege of now following me on Twitter.
Boom.
Oh, yay.
Happy birthday, Tex. Boom.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
And there it is, Texas.
And I'm quoting, you said things like, most untalented group of fucks I've ever listened to.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I didn't say that.
My God.
No, he didn't, Dutch. I remember what he said.
He's a bigger man here. I'm going to be a bigger man. And give the hashtag Puppet Master his due on his birthday, because I love the Red Show, and if he's associated with the Red Show, then I'm going to go with him.
And no, if you look close, that was Futch and Foyce. That wasn't Dutch and Royce.
Yeah, different show.
He probably
show.
Just messed up. It was just a letter off. He just screwed the letter up.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah.
Dutchie drinks a lot. You can understand that. So give the guy a break. He didn't mean you.
Okay, yeah, he didn't. Sorry, all right. You know what? Yeah. Right. I'm sorry. All right, boys. Talk to you later.
The other guy that drinks.
All right, Dutch. Thanks, man.
At the end of his sentence.
There he goes. That's Joe Dutch.
No. Back to blocked.
That's Dutchie from Dutch.
Took a shot at you there at the end, Dutch.
What did he actually say? That I meant the other guy who drops an octave at the end of his sentence? What does that even mean?
That was a great noise, by the way, right? That was timed perfectly.
That wasn't mine, by the way.
I know, but it was funny.
Whoever did that.
Octave at the end of your sentence, because some people talk upwards. And then some people talk
downwards. So does that mean I'm gay? I don't know what the smash is.
No, you're not gay, because gay people won't have gay sex.
Things better. I love the fact that he did that like right after I hung up. It's like, oh, tough man, Texie. You third mic on a show that you're not really that much of a part of.
Uh-ohs.
Fuck him.
This is getting awkward again.
No, it's not being awkward. I mean, I've never really liked this guy. I here's the thing. They asked me to call in for the bit. I do that because I love P-Rock and I love Footer. But as far as Texty goes, I don't care. He's a third micer on a... He doesn't really add that much to the show anyways. He'll fire in every once in a while with a funny... And I'll give him the... No, I'll give him credit. He's very funny when he decides to talk. But it's just...
not your fault. Joel only has space in his heart for two people.
That's it.
Me and Royce.
That's it.
Hey, Texty, want to be friends? It sounds like we're like the same person.
That's pretty accurate.
Nailed it.
Here's the difference. You actually do production and things for the site. This guy is just a fat, balding guy who just kind of sits there.
Oh, is he fat?
Yeah, he's a fat.
Don't talk about me like that, Dutch.
Not you.
That was funny, Hemi.
No, it's just this. I don't know. It's just like he waited till I hung up to say anything. I was just like, dude, come on. I was on the phone. You could have smashed me then. We could have went toe-to-toe. Anytime he's been on the line with me, it's just... Dude,
can we go back
on.
To making fun of the mix? This is awkward.
How is this awkward? You like Dex?
No.
Then why does it matter? Then why does it matter?
Hemi, I'm going to kiss you on the mouth next time I see you. That was so fucking perfect. No.
No?
It wasn't that he gave a shit about that. It's how much he hated the mix that made it funny. He's like, no.
Okay, okay.
That was very funny. Yeah, things better than the mix. The Rise of the Spireys by Susan Dean.
Is it Spireys?
I call it Spireys. Always.
I call it shit.
Things better than the mix. DVD Rich's Photoshop skills. That's pretty good Photoshop.
There's also some images to symbolize things that are better than the mix. There's a skinny Asian boy on a banana pillow.
Humping a banana pillow.
Hold on. C-Mac, things better than the mix. Pandora.
Well, that's just accurate.
That's funny.
Everyone's kind of being things better than the mix. The nerd hour scheduling.
things better than the mix. I know we moved past it, no, but there's an animated GIF of a very fat man falling off
of a skateboard.
Of a skateboard.
It has been killing me. This thing has been killing me.
Because he falls off it and there, runs head first.
It takes so long.
It's just, I know, but when he, it's so worth it. It's so worth it.
He falls into a car. It's just, he just runs and headbutts the back end of a car.
He runs all the way back past where he started on the skateboard and runs into a car.
It's so counterproductive to what he was trying to do. And then there was also an image of an end of a toilet paper roll is better than the mix.
That's very good.
Scarab points out he runs. He does run 15 feet.
He does.
I love that.
This is so funny because he's shaped like an egg, too. Like, he's shaped weird.
Yeah, when did that happen, Hammy?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
That was mean.
What I can't tell is, does he have some sort of phone clipped to his pants? Because I see something black that when his shirt rolls over his chest.
Oh, he does, definitely.
Now you're right.
Yeah, he definitely does have that.
I'm picking up details of this. He has one of those phone belt clips for, you know, that you...
And I'm trying to figure out what state they're in, because is that a palm tree base?
I'm thinking L.A.
Let's break this down.
Okay, we... Oh, maybe Dutch. Maybe the bumper. We could see the license plate.
Hold on, let's
Las Vegas this shit and zoom in on his eyeball, the reflection off of his eyeball.
Wait, hold on, Mitch, does your computer bitmap?
It does, hold on, give me a minute.
Zoom in.
You have 4 minutes to do this.
Enhance. Did you enhance? This is not working at all. It looks the same as before. If anything, it's more pixelated.
It looks even worse because it's bigger, but it's the same amount of information.
Meanwhile, things better than the mix, Dennis's accent.
Okay, good.
AIDS.
The kid, that little kid falling on the soccer ball is also pretty funny. Oh, Things Better Than the Mix, the new Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern movie. That's from Jeremy D. Rhodes. Pat, all right, fuck it. I'll just play along. Things Better Than the Mix, AIDS. Pat, come on.
That's not how we're doing this.
Come on, Pat. And you're right. I mean, it's true.
Oh, God. Who posted a picture of homeless Life Jesus?
No, it's Live from the Morgue, dude. That's a Steve from Live from the Morgue.
That's Steve?
Yeah. Oh,
that's what he looks like?
Hold on, Dutch.
He looks good, right?
If Pat's in the chat, that means we may get a visit, because every once in a while, it's just a coincidence, when Pat's in the chat, we get a visit of the people we're talking about. We might get Phil Mix Radio in here. He's the co-owner of Mix FM.
Oh, Phil?
Phil Mix Radio.
No, he's not a monkey. You can't make him dance.
No, I didn't make him. I said sometimes they show up.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying it's not him. Whoa, Dutch, are they the same guy? Seriously?
Whoa.
Dutch.
What?
Whoa.
Next you're going to tell me Santa Claus is Jewish.
Sorry, I'm just scrolling up here because there's so many of these things coming in.
I know, and things better than mix.
Like, I can't keep up with all these.
They're very good. They're all very good. Hammy. Is Hammy off the line? You should have just
said it. No, I'm right here.
You should have said it. That's a good one.
Things Better Than the Mix, late night ASPCA commercials.
I will remember you.
Dewey down.
Okay, Scrambler, Things Better Than the Mix, and it looks like a Nazi rally.
What? My kind of party.
It is.
Well, that's Things Better Than what you could do on a Saturday night. Come on.
Fair enough. Why is that elephant, Marie, putting...
I just said listening to the mix is like having an elephant put his trunk on your face.
Fair enough.
All right, now that's just creative on like three levels.
Oh, the hand sex thing?
I love that gift.
That's a great gift. It looks like that a man is putting his penis in a woman's mouth.
You're getting
just
all,
by flexing his hand muscles.
You're getting all these pictures.
Oh, I love that.
And putting them up on the More Like Radio page so everyone could see them later on. It's not a podcast, right, Marie?
Yes.
Cool.
I'm so going to do that.
What?
The gift of the
girl? Oh.
Just because I have the childish humor to do it, something like that.
Because I have a child. That's what I...
Yes, I have a child.
Uh-oh. Phil Mix. Do he hear?
More like Phil Mixelson.
By the way, whoever this guy is, I don't want to blow up a spot. Spelled it F-I-L-L-M-I-C-K-S. What a dick. Phil Mix. I hate him so much. What is that butt and ball? What is happening in the chat room? I mean, it is better than the mix. This mix is Phil Mix.
It is better race because it's active.
Well, Phil Mix just asked if somebody needs something. No. We were looking for the other Phil Mix, not the M-I-C-K-S one. Sorry, Phil. I called the wrong guy. We're so childish. Anyway,
we really are.
Dutch, guess what's coming up after the break?
Well, here's the thing. Who's running the break? Because we
Marie
had a
is.
Problem.
Marie is. Marie's okay. going to run the break because you're having doo-doo problems with your phone.
Is it better? I shut the video down.
As soon as the video went down, it was fine, but every once in a while, like the audio. Is that, I'm sorry. Is that Steve? Is that really what he looks like from Life from the Morgue? Oh, my God.
That is Steve and Susan.
That's Susan?
I want to have sex with both
hot?
Of them. They're really hot.
Seriously.
Oh, that looks like the meth head from Breaking Bad.
Did they both punch their faces in so that they could look like each other?
I punched her in the face because she was a pussy!
Like, seriously, it looks like they both punched each other's faces.
Well.
Well, I mean, well, one of them did. Well, allegedly, one of them did have an ex-husband that may have punched her a lot, a lot.
To be fair, though, I mean, we're being really mean to her, but she did just come from the doctors when, you know, they put that shit in your eye that.
Oh, my, oh yeah. Yeah, what's wrong with her? Yeah, you're right.
The eye drops that make your pupils all dilated?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, in the I'm going to guess because I've seen where
it's
they live.
Meth, Mitch.
Jinx, Dutch, you owe me a Coke. 1, 2, 3, you owe me a Coke.
Yep. Am I wrong? Like,
More Life Radio!
Damn it.
If you're ready for pro wrestling like it's never been seen before, pro wrestling meant for an adult audience, and pro wrestling where nobody says brother or tells you you can't see them, check out Combat Zone Wrestling, the most innovative, high-flying, hard-hitting, ultra-violent promotion on the planet today. Combat Zone Wrestling. Visit us at www.czwrestling.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exact. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's Tee Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Recently on T and Kenny Show.
I hate those. Uh-huh. I hate so man cave bromance. Uh-huh. Oh, I just hate the because they're just bad made up shit. I think it's in like the Urban Dictionary. You know, like I think that's where they get that. It becomes part of Americana. I got my man cave. You know what it is? Guys who fucking talk about man caves like Coors Light commercials during football games, who think it's funny to watch a fucking beer commercial.
A post-op tranny has a man cave. Let's get this straight.
Very, very good.
Chaz Bono has a man cave.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
Hey guys, when you're not listening to my shows, Lust and Love Radio and Daytime Divas, you should tune in to my pal Doc Fox's radio show called Mockout Radio, Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Go check him out. He's wicked cool. Totally pissa. We're going to go have some beers over at the bar. Mockout Radio, Wednesday nights, 11 p.m. More Like Radio. Boom.
Wednesday night at 11 p.m., tune into More Like Radio for 2 hours of wrestling talk on Markout Radio. with Dark Fox and friends.
Fistful of assholes?
Excuse me? Fistful of assholes? Really? You want me to say that?
Just do the bit.
All right, you're such a diva now that you have your own show with guest host Punchy, Greenway, and whoever else shows up on Skype or in Fox's creepy basement studio.
The smell of cum and beer doesn't make it creepy.
Maybe not, but the fleshlight does.
Listen, I have a healthy sexual appetite. Thank you very much.
What are the anal beads for?
Can you just do the bit?
Ugh, fine.
Jesus, and you wonder why people get Marianne to do the audio bits.
Markout Radio live every Wednesday night from 11 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. This is it, the
apocalypse. Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for the Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something. Something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of Peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about olive fucking garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh, my God, what are you
doing? I meant I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio. You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the microphone while I talk to my pal.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Oh, who are you joining next?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice. They're the soul behind More Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
There's just beer in here.
That should last us for the first few hours, actually.
Where's the food? Where are all the pies I made?
Well, don't worry, Jess, because the food is right here.
I'm sorry. I don't understand that gesture.
We're going to be hunting and foraging for our dinner, just like the Indians and the Pilgrims.
But you brought beer.
We can't forage for beer, and that's a necessity.
So this is Thanksgiving meal? 96 warm beers?
We can do this. Guys, we've gotten soft with our antibiotics and our sports creams. Do you think George Washington had a pet cat? Yeah. He didn't.
No?
He hunted them. And he made milk and butter out of their spoils.
That's terrible.
You're saying George Washington milked his cats.
Nothing is sounding accurate right now.
Where'd you read this?
I'm not saying it's going to be easy. It's going to be hard. But we will emerge out of this better friends and a tribe.
I'm on board.
Going old school.
Man, kill it. Haunt it. Man.
Oh, my talent's out.
Love it. Welcome back to Dutch and Royce, everybody. Our number is 954-573-2780. You can get in touch with us on Twitter. Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice Film, H Juice Marie, or Chim Heil. Or if you want to check us out live and not do the podcasting thing, which I know a lot of you guys do, go to morelikeradio.com every Tuesday nights from 10 to midnight on the East Coast and listen to us live.
If you want, the chat room is on fire tonight, by the way. Got to give mad...
This chat is on fire!
I hate you both.
Dutch, did you see Kevin's picture, his high school picture? Look in the chat, please.
Hold on.
That's alcohol by volume. That Kevin.
I saw that one come up earlier, and I didn't know if that was what.
That was Kevin, and he looks great.
Was he doing like a Halloween thing?
That was Kevin.
That's how he used to dress.
No, we did not.
Yes, how Eddie, who commented on it from the ham radio, said that was in his Columbine rules file.
I thought he was just a really big fan of the mask.
Look at Dutch. You know how long I've been looking at this picture? By the way, it already has over 500 views on the More Like Radio main Facebook page. That's
how it's like 30 comments on it or something. Yeah, it's all insane. Bashing him.
All bashing him. Dutch, look at the little things in these pictures. And
why would you post this?
Look at the little things. This is Ken from Alcohol by Volume, which is on, by the way, right before Unsigned Night.
He's our video guy as well.
Dutch, look at the old printer in the left. I have been obsessed with that old printer. It is an old spool printer. Also to the left, Dutch, if you'll notice, there's an old Super Nintendo controller. Now, the piece de resistance is if you look on the bottom left side, there's about 20 cans of Pabst Blue Ribbon on the side.
Is that Pabst?
It looks like Pabst. I mean,
it looks like Pabst to me.
It looks like I've seen a lot of cans of Pabst, and that looks like Pabst.
No. What you're failing to notice is the green bumper sticker.
I was about to say that.
What is up with the Macro Robotics bumper sticker sticking on a wall?
And then the cross.
Is that a bunk bed?
Under the cross.
Under the cross, next to a Nirvana sign. What's happening?
You can't be a man of science and a man of religion.
Now, also, Dutch, if you want to look on the right, look at the landline phone there, the cool landline phone. Yes. Right behind him, the old tube computer.
Yes.
Well, to be fair, those were technology of the time.
And so by the way, yeah, it's definitely a bunk bed.
But you can bash him for his black lipstick.
Oh, my God. And the teardrop thing. Hold on. This has to be like a Halloween thing, right?
No, it's not Dutch. Why does he look like he's in the game Matrix?
The thing is I've met the guy. I've hung out with him. Like,
it's awesome.
This is definitely not Kevin. This is so weird.
Mitch, post his fat photo.
That's what I was just going to
He was fat?
Have you seen his fat photo?
Yes, it was.
It's like the many lives of Kevin.
He looks, his fat photo, he looks just like Ricky from Trailer Park Boys.
Kevin, people are already
photoshopped him
as a wizard
shopping him.
He's a wizard.
He's battling Harry Potter style.
Here is his. That's very funny.
Oh my God! It's right next to Snape.
And there's his fat picture.
Fat Kevin.
What the
Ricky from Trailer Park.
How does Kevin transform himself better than Madonna?
It's weird, man.
That's before he started exercising everything to lose the weight, and now he only exercises so he can work off of his beer calories so that he can keep drinking. That's the only reason he exercises.
I give him that, but that picture and the one you scroll up and see the other one, can we post this on like More Like Radio or something like the listener, the podcasters can see?
It's already posted on the More Like Radio main page. All of it's there.
There you go.
It's been up for
already
a
done, sir.
Yeah. There is one more picture where he looks like he's in Hanson. Can you post that one, Mitch? Yeah. It's one of the
Kevin.
What are you doing, Kevin?
What are you doing?
Okay, Phil Mix, by the way, who decided to stay, I guess, said his arms are fatter than Nikki's. That is for old time listeners. Really going to appreciate that one. That's old school, guys. That's fucking hilarious. What a fat arm bitch.
He did have fat arms.
Oh, that bitch.
Oh, my God. There he is. Oh, there's another Photoshop of him with Marilyn Manson.
Wow.
These are fantastic, by the way. Oh, there's Hanson. There's Hanson, Kevin.
I'm still obsessed with
his weight on the floor.
I'm still obsessed with this blonde picture. Like,
I know
next to the what you guys think is Pabst cans, is that like a mini foosball table? Like what? To the right of the cans.
I wish we could get him in the chat or call. Hey, Kevin.
Kevin,
call.
Explain yourself.
Hold on. I'll call him up right now. Keep going.
It looks like a drawer of shit to me.
Fucking call him. I won't talk to him.
I'll call him.
It looks like he has a little trophy in there.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's for his singing voice, obviously.
I don't know, like, what store did he walk into?
You clean your floor, you dirty boy.
You bum.
Shit all over the place.
He's a bum.
Looks like there's a pee stain on the side of the bed.
Better pick up. He's fired. How about that?
Man, him marrying really did wonders for him.
It really did. I've seen his wife is pretty hot, too.
Oh, no, yeah, definitely.
Oh, my God. Dennis is going Photoshop crazy.
Of course he does.
What is
there? He is. I love him as Footloose. Dennis, make sure you're posting those in the More Like Radio thing. Blah 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 blah. I don't want to make sure his number doesn't go over.
It's not his number. It's just him.
Okay, just in case.
Hold on, let me leave a message for him.
Blah 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 blah.
EFB Productions. He wants that. He wants to plug that.
Okay, good. Well, I don't.
But I'll hold it out just in case. Hold on, Kevin. It's Dutchie, dude. If you're still awake, you got to call in to DNR. We're obsessing over your pictures right now. Just call in. All right, later.
Yeah, I want to CSI this because I need to understand what's happening because there's so many I guess what bothers me is there's so many contradictory things going on.
Right.
One style. Like, he's a lot. This guy is such a fucking bad.
You got the top left. You got like a Nirvana picture, but it's not like the typical baby in the water Nirvana picture. It's like a. It's one of their weirder. I don't know what one that is.
One of the B-sides.
And then you look at the far right, and it's a crucifix.
Yes, and then you go down, and then you keep going down, and then I think behind him is that a slingshot? I can't tell. Next to his lamp,
I think it's a monkey. I have the picture, and then I'm zooming in on it.
To the left behind him, he has his favorite comics from the newspaper. I'm assuming that's Garfield or something. Do you notice those?
Or Calvin?
I see those. Yeah. It's probably one of those. And below those is actually the Coca-Cola polar bear on a stick.
He has a... was this him in college? Because this looks like a
I don't know.
College room, except the college room in the 90s.
Yeah, I don't
know. He's like 40.
He's not that old.
Is he that old? Like, he may be that old.
Not at all. No.
He doesn't look that old at all.
He's in his early 30s, late 20s. No, I thought he was my age too.
I love Hammy for being a Doctor Who fan now because now he just posted a picture of
exterminate.
A Dalek. Oh, saying,
explain.
That's exactly how we're reacting. Explain yourself. Why do you look so different throughout the years? Seriously.
Yeah, dude, him being like a big fatso at one point, like that's just weird.
He really has gone through
lifestyle changes all around.
Dennis is obsessed with Kevin's pictures.
I love it.
That Kevin Luce one is or Kev Luce or whatever that is. Yeah. It's hilarious.
It's amazing.
Just super.
Oh my
super
god!
Great.
It really does look like you should have shot up a school. Like that's what it looks like.
Hammy. I like how Hammy tries to throw himself under the bus, and it's still not as bad as Kevin's.
It's not, even though he has frosted hair. And
oh, by the way, yeah, it's bad. It's bad, but you know, not. Listen, and there's nothing that I'm going to see that's going to top that right now. Because yeah, sure, Hammy looks like exactly like Guy Fieri. God, I hate him. I can't even look at that picture anymore. But when I go back to Kevin's, it's like I forgive everything Hammy's doing.
Time out. Is that picture that that Red Sox posted? Is that Kevin as well?
The one on him on the floor with his fingernails painted. Yes, that's him.
Ew.
Why do you say ew?
You see those fingernails painted? They're
dude,
nice, right?
It's just
Let's analyze this picture. Behind him, he has a stuffed animal. Right.
I think it's the same bedroom.
Well, he looks younger in this one, though.
Yeah. A blonde idiot.
Blonde idiot. All right. I guess not. I mean, I guess we're done bashing him. I mean, I figure we want to get to...
We listen to better music than you, brought to you by... We should just
he has a
sponsors.
Land Before Time dinosaur, stuffed dinosaur.
Ooh.
Huh?
I just noticed that.
All right. The name of this video is.
Do we get a stinger yet?
No.
No, we don't.
It's not
Mitch.
Made one.
That was your job for this week.
I know.
Mitch, yell at yourself, pretending that you're me.
There you go. Because we're lazy.
What the fuck are you doing, you worthless piece of shit. Go flog yourself for a while.
Okay. Good job. Okay.
Flog?
Yeah. Well, I think we do.
That's what Marie sounds like.
I think
she tells me to flog. She tells me to flog.
Apparently, so. We do old timey punishments. I didn't even realize that was something we did here. All right. For you guys to follow along, and Marie, if you want to pull it up, it's in the Wendler group, but it's Michael Wendler featuring Anika. What's the name of the song? I don't have the name. Marie, it's in the. Anyway,
you're better music than you.
No, it's what I called it.
Michael Wendler featuring Anika.
Uh-huh.
She loves the DJ.
Ready? Dutch, post a link in the chat because I want everyone to follow along. I'll tell everyone when to hit play. And of course, it's in the group. Marie, what's the group? Hashtag WT. Oh, God. Go to facebook.com/hippotunes.
And if you're listening on podcast, you'll be able to catch all the video live if you actually listen live on WorldLinkRadio.com.
Yeah, you know what? You're right, Dutch. Why are we doing this extra work for them?
Exactly.
You know what? Thank you. That's I was almost nice to them. We always keep each other in check. We don't let each other be nice to listeners.
Almost.
We like to do good cop, bad cop sometimes.
Yeah. We like to do bad cop, even worse cop. Okay, Michael Wendler featuring Anika. What's it called? The song, Marie?
The song is called...
I love the DJ.
Loves the DJ.
One, two, three, play.
Driving on the highway in the cool-ass Mustang.
She loves the DJ.
All right, this already looks like a porn.
It does have that type of
Why does this guy look like an Armenian nightclub owner?
What country is this out of?
I have no idea.
Arizona.
Oh my God, I'm having a seizure. Dutch, did he steal that shirt from you?
No.
Be honest.
I don't wear shirts like that.
Is that your shirt, Dutch?
I wore a V-neck once 3 years ago, and I still can't let it go.
Is that the said V-neck, though?
It's not a V-neck, no.
This bitch is not even that attractive.
She's like a 7, if that.
If.
And what makes her a 7? The white dress, because white dresses always look good on girls. Actually, hold on. They make girls look good.
Yeah.
As long as they're thin.
No, curvy girls can look good in white dresses.
She loves the DJ.
She loves the D.
No,
she loves the dick.
No, DJ.
Dick.
No, this song, they're big fans of Full House, specifically DJ.
Looks like they're a big fan of that one highway.
This is the worst video I've ever seen. Like this is like the worst like high quality video ever.
Oh, they're in Vegas.
They're Vegas, Dutch. What do you mean, low quality? You think you could just drive to Vegas and film?
I just figured it was all going to be them in the desert riding around in a car and then looking at the camera. But I guess
he obviously hired some sort of escort, right?
I'm assuming so. Unless this is the actual girl who does the vocals in the song.
The car that they rented is that typical convertible Mustang that every rental dealership tries.
I've driven 5 of them in the last 3 years.
Well, you know what I mean, Dutch? Like when you go to Hertz, they're like, oh, actually for $4 more, we give you a convertible Mustang.
Yeah, or they're like, okay, all of our cheap ones are out, so here you go, here's a Charger.
Here's your upgrade, yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, it changed.
Change of outfit, dude.
I love his like step hump move.
It's good move.
They took no time to practice the choreographed dance moves. They're like, nope, we don't need that.
So two sceneries. They shot in the afternoon in the middle of the desert and then at night.
Yeah, but at least they used their iPhone 5 to film it.
With just these two. I'm actually curious, like, could somebody find where these two are from?
I don't know. Someone look it up.
Because there's obviously no, like, you know, ability for them to get extras or do anything, like, inside of a club.
Does anyone else not notice that the person that posted this music video, the name is called Areola? Yeah. I'm not joking. A-R-I-O-L-A.
I don't know about you, but I love the DJ too. And they're getting married. I guess that's what it was about. They're getting married.
What
right?
It says here is Das sure. Album Comeback International Edition Jirt Hit or Heeper. So I'm assuming it's somewhere that either Scandinavia or like Germany.
Das is good.
Yeah.
Da, she loved the DJ.
I'm scrolling down through the comments. I can't read a single one. Have you guys seen these?
What? No, I haven't.
Here you go. First comment. Trollless video. Second one is, ha ha ha. Wo sind de Oddish fan? Third one down is, da word manimole dish autotune Adershich. I think it's how you pronounce that.
Adershich. That's close.
Well, how do you pronounce a G, F, and a D next to each other?
I'll tell you. Off Gertrude.
Yeah, I'll tell you how to pronounce it. I'll pronounce America, not in my fucking country.
Vinky face. You forgot the Vinky face.
Vinky face.
Wow.
Yeah, these are. I wonder if I can Google translate this.
See if you can.
I'm going to Google translate that one. Quick, Google, tell me what's going on.
Let me tell you, I'm so confident in what I'm about to do that I guarantee you Dutch is going to laugh. I know how to make Dutch laugh automatically.
Well, now you set it up. Now I feel like I can't.
Okay, don't laugh then, okay?
All right, I don't know what... it's German. Google Translate is saying that it's German.
Wow, Marie, you got that translated pretty quick.
No.
It's still not in English.
I will play.
Hold on, it takes a second.
Oh my God, yeah, we get it, Swedish.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
So
da wurde minimal der Autotune aufgedreht.
You were close.
What did Eva Braun say?
And it means because the auto tune was minimal turned.
What? Read that again.
Because the auto tune was minimal turned.
Okay, just can you have it read it so we don't have to? Can you have it read that?
Da wurde minimal der auto tune aufgedreht.
Yeah.
Because the auto tune was minimal turned.
Okay. Well, now we understand the comments. Clearly, it was because the auto tune was minimal turned. Well,
I'm assuming it meant that like. Was he responding to somebody in that? Like something along the lines of like it because the autotune wasn't that bad or something like that?
I'm sure that's what it was.
So are they German? Is that what it is?
Yes, it was detecting German. I'm going to translate another one here. So this is a...
Wer Wendler nicht mag ist doof.
Which translates to...
Who does not like Wendler is stupid.
That's true. That's
perfect.
Wendler, perfect. Okay. Who doesn't like... Yeah.
Wendler is stupid.
So, yeah. So, I guess popular with
Could you go to that big one that's down there, Marie?
The really long
one? The paragraph.
Also?
I would love to see the long paragraph of what that means.
All right. Hold on. Translating now. All right. Go.
So, the Wendler may know English, and the singer, moving only his lips, cannot sing everything get unedited and cheaply made. The German songs from Wendler I fanned better English, not everyone. If Planks would have produced it might have become better. The man makes shit go old. Hey, hi, hi.
I like how it says so.
All right, thank you, Perez, for your Hollywood update. That was Perez.
That makes sense to me.
Germans like him.
Mm-hmm.
He's popular. I mean, it's terrible. But then again, they also really love that Baywatch dude, so...
Oh, the Hasselhoff.
They love the Hasselhoff.
Yeah. Dutch, do you remember... Okay, I think we're done with this. Do you remember the show Baywatch Nights?
I wasn't allowed to watch Baywatch.
No, not Baywatch.
No, I remember it. Didn't they move to, like, New York? Didn't they move somewhere? Or was it still in...
Yeah, it was... Hold on, let me pull it up here. Because I was looking up old trailers... And Baywatch Nights went from being they were making a lot of money off the regular Baywatch TV show. So what they did was, for some reason, the Baywatch lifeguards became police for whatever reason and fought supernatural crime.
Makes sense.
No.
By the way, it's the same guys. Like, it wasn't like a different anything.
It was still David Hasselhoff playing Mitch Buchanan.
Yeah. You have to understand that at the time, X-Files was like huge, you know? So here, let me see if I could pull it up for you. Okay, here it is. Baywatch Nights. Dutch, pull up anyone on YouTube, Baywatch Nights season 2 intro. It has to be season 2 because the season 1 intro is still, they're still trying to do with their beach cops, but the season 2 intro is all about the supernatural. So here it is. Everyone ready? Baywatch Nights season 2.
Baywatch Nights. Speedboat. Going over water.
Right? Thinking of Baywatch, right?
Oh, sorry, I'm watching season 1.
Yeah, I'm looking for... Wait for the tits.
There's not gonna be any tits, Mitch. It's Baywatch. It's Baywatch Nights.
You said Baywatch Nights season 2 intro?
Yeah, season 2.
Oh, whoops. Theme? I actually...
Theme. Or season intro theme. Never aired. The first one. Top one.
There you go.
Okay,
I accidentally clicked on the entire season 2
episode. Lucky. Oh, so you made one of those lucky mistakes.
Yeah, that's right.
You gotta watch the whole thing. All right, here it is. Baywatch Nights season 2 intro. Baywatch Nights. Saxophone?
It looks like the White Wedding video.
Yes.
It really does.
Keep in mind, this Baywatch. Listen to this beat. Huh?
Got some Angie Harmon action.
Angie Harmon's hot. Look, Dutch, they're solving mysteries of wolves or something. For some reason, there's a werewolf. Remember Eddie Sabrine? Remember him?
What does this to do with Baywatch?
Baywatch Nights, dude.
Why are there wolves?
Because they went from... The natural progression from being a lifeguard is fighting the supernatural. Don't you understand?
No.
You guys are so dumb. Oh.
Why are we D'Erico. Natural?
This was a show. This was real.
How long did this last?
2 seasons.
Wow. The Hoff had some power.
Not long. I think too, Mitch, can you look up Baywatch Nights? And when I'm sure Google's going to ask, are you sure? And then yes, and then go to it. Please look at him. Look at the dart. Look at the end of the video, Dutch. Like the last 10 seconds. All it is Hasselhoff looking at the camera.
It really is.
Look at his eye, deep blue eyes, just looking like I'm dead. What were they trying to do? Like,
I'm the Hoff.
If you wanted to make a show with David Hasselhoff, that fighting fucking change the name. Don't call it Baywatch Nights. Call it David Hasselhoff fights.
Call it Grave Watch Nights.
Okay. Grave Watch. Oh, I love it. Hey.
Phil Mix in the chat room says more like Gay Watch.
Nailed him. Fucking on fire. Man, we got lucky. This Phil Mix is funnier than Phil Mix, owner of Mix FM. So anyway, sorry. I had to play that Baywatch Nights thing. I'm just saying that, once again, the 90s are way worse than the 80s.
Agreed.
Well, Mitch, how long was it on for?
2 seasons.
That's it. I was right. Good.
It had a second season?
Yes. Baywatch Nights.
Can someone please explain to us why our chat room is just filled with fat people?
Because
juggling?
Maybe they know that I want a boner. Did you think of that?
Well,
fucking scientists.
And the more important question, why would any fat person post themselves doing the things that they're doing, wearing the things they're wearing?
So they could later be posted on in our chat room so we could laugh at them.
I see.
This is like a cycle.
Circle of life.
Yeah.
Apparently, the whole Rob Ford thing that's going on in Toronto.
Yes, you know. Crackhead Rob, the Toronto crackhead mayor, right?
Well, here's Will Ferrell talking about that real quick.
I believe it's pronounced Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
He made the beats. He made that the song Get Lucky with Daft Punk, right?
He had an encounter. Wow. Encounter.
Yeah.
With Rob Ford, I guess, a year ago, before the whole scandal thing broke. And here's this.
Okay.
Is on David Letterman, BT Dubs.
When were you in Toronto? Was it before the mayor announced that he was enjoying crack or after?
This was pre-enjoyment, pre-announcement of enjoyment. It could have been during enjoyment, mm-hmm. yeah. but it was pre. Mm-hmm. Because we don't know when he began the enjoyment necessarily, not really, no. Do we?
Could have been a lifelong thing.
Yeah. I was there 2 summers ago with my buddy Zach Galifianakis, mm-hmm. and we were promoting a movie, and we got to go to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Oh, my gosh.
We got to pull up in a Zamboni. I got to drive a Zamboni through the streets of Toronto.
I bet it was wacky.
Which is great, because I got to drive, and Zach had to stand there and wave at people. Muttering, this is the worst day of my life. And I just kept driving that Zamboni.
Yeah.
But we went to, they had a press event where we were taking photos with the Stanley Cup, and the mayor, Rob Ford, introduces us. So we step up to the mic, we're supposed to say a few words, and I say, hey, how about a big round of applause for your mayor, Rob Ford? And it was literally... Not even a smattering of applause, just two people. I swear you heard someone go. And it was so silent that I actually had to comment on it. I said, Mr. Mayor, that's a horrible ovation. And that the press corps just burst out laughing. Yeah. And then he was just laughing.
Yeah, he didn't care.
Yeah, he didn't care. No. Just sweaty. And
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Not much matters when you're on crack.
That's true.
That is a good point.
So everybody keeps talking about that, like, you know, he's like the most popular mayor because he lowered taxes. But I guess even back then.
Yeah, and I guess no one. I mean, he looks like he's about to die all the time. Like, he's one of those people that just looks like he's about to die. He looks like Chris Farley at the end of his life all the time.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people compare him to Chris Farley.
Yeah, he really does. But how can you be that fat and smoke crack? It doesn't make sense.
I don't know, man, but, like, it was really entertaining for those couple weeks where he was just coming out with saying, talking about how he was eating his wife's pussy and just all that kind of, it was fun. Now, I haven't heard anything from him in a while.
But he's still the mayor, right?
Yeah, but he's been stripped of all of his power. I don't know how politics works in Canada. Do we have any Canadian listeners?
Yeah, Dark Fox.
How do
Dark
you
Fox calling, buddy. I want to find out what the fuck this... Well, I don't know
yeah,
what
how
this
does,
is.
How does, I'm re- I'm, I really... That's a good question. I guess it doesn't work.
Do you vote for these mayors?
No,
or
of course
do
they vote,
do you just vote and then give them crack once they get in
no,
office?
They don't...
954-573-2780.
They don't give them...
Or do you just find crackheads and then vote for them as mayor?
No, I don't think they purpose...
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. No, I'm just trying to say that I don't think they purposely... vote for crackheads. I think he has.
But it's just Canada, so they're all crackheads.
No, I mean.
Well, Mitch, Minnesota is basically crack.
It's basically Canada.
Well, yeah. Crack Canada.
Well, yeah.
So, what do they do up there? You would know, right?
Well, most of the time they're looking for rocks to add to their collection.
That's all they do.
Wow.
They collect rocks.
But then when they can't find any rocks or sometimes a moose antler if they're lucky. They smoke crack, and when they do that, then they run for politics. That's mostly how it goes.
Well, because why on earth would you run for politics if you weren't on crack?
When you can't find a moose antler, you run for mayor instead.
A Phil Mix, our new listener, says in Canada they have elections, but they use crayons and whiteout. It's different. I did not know that. Now I know. I guess if no Canadian's going to call in, we know what's happening. It's basically crayons and whiteout, and they just go in, and what they do is they have a pancake eating contest when they go in there.
Well, obviously, because they're really big on maple syrup.
Well, look,
in Canada,
look how big the winner was.
It's their national food.
It is.
And the national leaf.
And their national bird is maple syrup.
And the hockey team
is the maple syrups. Not
no,
many people know
maple
that
maple leaves
syrup. Dutch, do not correct me about Canada.
Oh, sorry,
it's not a real place. It's like Narnia. We can make fun of it all we want. No one's gonna get mad.
By the way, I'm like scrolling through FARC here, and I'm seeing, like, I didn't know that Orlando Bloom and Miranda Kerr were actually married.
Ooh. Orlando Bloom, yeah.
Orlando Bloom, really?
Is that what I said? Oh, my God, fuck.
He made that movie Up.
Damn it.
He made the movie Up.
Yeah, Orlando Bloom.
I'm sorry.
It was so sad.
Yeah, no. That movie.
Bloom anyway. And Kerr, I had no idea.
Really? Orlando Balloon and Steve Kerr, the old fucking point guard for the Bulls.
Right.
Sorry, Dutch.
Miranda Kerr is hot.
Yeah, no, that yeah.
And GF Orlando is. Balloon is hot.
I wonder if I Google search Orlando Balloon.
What's going to come up? Post Orlando Balloon. Whatever the first picture.
It's probably,
okay.
Oh, no. It's probably not going to be. It's yeah. It's exactly what I thought it was going
what
to be.
What is a hot air balloon?
It's a hot air balloon.
That says Orlando.
Well, now we know.
That was informative.
Dutch, why is a hot air balloon from Orlando marrying a person? Explain.
I don't know.
You brought it up.
Yeah.
Oh, why no, sorry. I just, yeah.
You're talking about Orlando balloon.
Maria, I sent you a link. You're better reading than I am. I sent you an article about the Boston bombings. Huh?
She said, "You're fucking right, I am."
Oh no, you're a lot better than I am. So,
read the story, stupid cunt.
Boston Marathon bombing victim proposes to nurse he met during recovery. Turns out she was really skeeved out by his grafts.
Okay, well
you scroll down and you'll see him.
You say that because most of that skin grafts are foreskin, so you basically have foreskin face.
James Costello, who was photographed with
Santa.
Who was photographed with his clothes in shreds after the blast, is engaged to Krista D'Agostino, a nurse he met during rehabilitation. Costello wrote that he now realizes he was involved in the tragedy to meet my best friend and the love of my life.
I wonder what Orlando Balloon would think about that.
He would probably
think she's hot.
Right. What does she look like? Okay, that guy's a good cosplayer.
Dude, she's kind of cute.
All right. She's got some tits.
Oh, yeah. She's doing good for herself. So I will read on because this is a nice story. We don't have nice stories.
Okay, her nose is weird, though. She has a weird nose.
Well, now you have to point things out. No,
she just looks like her nose should have stopped like 2 centimeters before.
She's got a strong jaw. I'll give her that.
It's not the strong jaw. Her nose looks like it should have stopped earlier, and it just kept...
Okay, you know what?
Like, it's like, I'm going to go a little more.
For once, I wanted to have a feel-good story.
I do feel good.
Feel good.
I still say she's hot. She's still... Dutch, of course she's hot. Of course. Go ahead. Sorry. Read it.
Feel good.
We're not playing that.
Oh. James Costello asked Krista D'Agostino to marry him during a 10-day European trip for survivors of the April blast that killed 3 and... Okay, there's a 10-day European trip?
Is that like a reality show on the Discovery Channel?
Yep.
Europeans with skin grafts. It's really sad.
It really looks like the picture of the guy after the blast, it looks like I'm at Halloween Horror Nights and he's just pretending he's a zombie. He's about to scare me.
Wait, breaking news!
Uh-oh, breaking news, Dutch.
Christina said yes.
Oh, nice.
Dress?
She maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, that's a good point. Phil Mix in the chat says she has Canadian features like Celine Dion.
Oh yeah.
That's what she looks like.
That's long
French Canadian nose.
So I just posted her ring. He gave
that's
her
hand.
That's his hand.
No,
that has to be his hand.
That cannot be her hand.
No, I'm looking at this because the first.
Oh, no, it is her hand.
No, but look at the fingernails though.
Click it, Dutch. It's her hand.
It's her hand.
Look, those are look at the fingernails.
The nails are manicured.
Woo!
Look at the gem. That's it.
She is a palmy bitch.
Jesus fuck! She looks like she can palm that Ferris wheel.
Jesus, yeah. Seriously, look at the width of her hand compared to the length of her fingers.
It's bad. She's really long. Her fingers are like her nose. They should have stopped earlier.
All right.
No, her fingers. You know what? That's his point. Her fingers stopped a lot quicker.
Did her mommy Miracle Grow?
You guys, I think he can look past her hands because she has to look past his leg.
It don't look that bad.
That's not
that. To be 100% honest, I gotta say that's his injury is not that bad.
You could wear jeans and no one would notice. No, sir. I mean,
granted, he got that while he was in the middle of a marathon, but
no, it sucks. But what I mean is, he could wear jeans and go somewhere. No one's gonna be like, "Oh my god, that disfigured weirdo." You know,
I was gonna say my eczema is worse than that.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
He has a horizontal line around his leg where there's new red skin.
Those are speed holes for him to run faster.
And a better story in the bar.
Boom.
You guys.
I think that's a sock line.
Yeah, it's just a tan.
It's not a farmer's tan.
It's a farmer's tan. It is.
It was a flash tan.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he tans at deep fryer tanning ink.
Well, seriously, guys, he was blowing up while he was running a marathon.
Okay, that's why it was a flash tan.
But even Dutch said, I mean, I saw other victims that were way worse. I saw ones that were missing limbs. This is not that bad.
This guy basically got a sunburn from a bomb.
Yeah, exactly. It could have been a lot worse.
Guys, that's pig skin.
Is it?
During the Boston bombings, Costello suffered severe burns to his arms and legs with the right side of his body so scorched he needed pig skin grafts.
No, he didn't. Well, I'm looking at the pictures now. He wasn't so scorched.
Well, it's nice for Susan Dink to donate some of her skin.
So...
Was it?
That's good. That's good.
Oh.
But my question is, if he takes a really hot, steamy shower, does he smell like ham?
Oh, my God. That will be delicious.
Just curious.
Or like when he puts suntan lotion on it and oil on it. Does
it start smelling like bacon?
Hey, bacon leg. Does his dog always nibble at his ankle? Because pig.
You know what? I would just get like a tattoo around it so no one really even notice.
I don't know if that skin would be really sensitive, or does he have even feeling there? I don't even really sure how it works.
I don't know. Can they attach new nerve endings to pig skin?
I don't know.
I'm still trying to figure out my finger because I can't feel anything on these 8 stitches that I have.
You know what? I'd call him football leg because it's pig skin.
Okay. Phil Mix again, new listener, says, pretty sure there were dead victims. This dude just... better if we're judging on that scale. Okay, fair enough. There are dead people. Fine. But I'm saying compared to the people that lived and got their legs blown off or whatever.
I don't even know what Jeremy Rhodes just posted in there, but it's grossing me out, so I'm going to delete it.
Bear Grylls eating something.
It's probably a bug of some sort.
I didn't see it.
It was probably an anus. It was making me nauseous. I assumed it was an anus.
Well, then don't look at it and let me enjoy it.
No, it's gross. It's gross. Ugh.
Dutch, hold on.
I have nightmares about that.
I know what to post to make everyone feel better.
Ugh.
There you go. Everyone will come back to a calm place.
I feel a lot better now.
Kevin's picture. Let's all go back to a calm place, guys. Look at that. Look at that young boy's hair.
Seriously, that made me want to vomit.
Don't vomit, though.
That was gross.
I've seen Kevin's picture. Me too.
Oh, Bear Grylls is such an idiot. Why would he do that?
And then yeah, he's just
can
fake
I see the picture again? Hold on. So he repost that picture of Bear Grylls while Z is posting a picture of Fat Woman. What are our listeners doing tonight, by the way? I've seen a lot of these. Just gifts of fat people doing weird things with their bellies.
They're just continuing with things that are better than the mix.
Oh.
It's just been the... Oh,
here you go. Okay.
And, there. Now I don't think you can delete it, Marie, because I'm a mod.
Okay, so that's gross, but just don't look in the chat anymore until that scrolls up.
But I'm going to delete everyone's post so that it's always at the bottom.
That's not cool.
Don't do that.
Here, Marie, I'm going to help you out. I'm just going to start typing letters and post. Type letters, post. Type letters, post.
Oh, no, I can't delete your post.
Exactly.
Damn it. Thanks. Backfire.
Thanks, Doug.
Maybe I can. Hold on.
Oh, wait. What happened? The other one got posted. Oh, whatever. Fuck it.
Oh, whatever.
Anyways.
I blame Dennis. Fix the website.
Wait. So, Dutch, does that mean now you don't... You're still in North Carolina, right?
Yes.
So you don't see your lovely girlfriend now for 2 weeks?
I haven't seen her in 3, and I'm not going to see her for another 2.
Oh, she's cheating on you. You're cheating on you?
I'm cheating on me so bad.
She's lucky because you're in North Carolina, so you'll be fine. Nothing's going to happen there.
She's not worried.
It'd be great if Dutch is like, yeah, I'm going to Hawaii. She'd be like, oh, fuck. But Dutch's like, yeah, I'm going to North Carolina. Okay, have fun. Have fun there.
No, she's... okay, I was about to... I don't know if she wants me to talk about this on the air.
Paradise?
A little trouble in paradise. It's more of a roommate situation. I'm not going to get into like super details. She's very preoccupied with her brandy new roommate. And let's just say that, commodities aren't coming in as quickly as said. So.
Is this the one that you walked in on naked? I'm sorry.
This is the one I walked in on nude with a boner.
Maybe we know what the problem was. I love the Dutch saying there's some problem. We don't know what it is. I think I know what it is. You walked into her room.
Yeah, I definitely walked into her room butt naked right after sex.
So there you go. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
She has to go to a therapist.
You know what, Kelly? We were talking about this last night. Maybe that's the reason why that you're having such trouble with her right now.
Because of the boner situation.
You know what?
The boner
situation. She needs to get over it.
Actually, I don't think I had a boner. I think I was like a chub. Not chubby, but like a chub. I was like halfway. You know what I mean? Like after you get done finishing.
It was just a sleepy boner.
Yeah.
Tell Kelly that the way to resolve any situation like that is to show the other person that they're naked. You know, you walked in naked, so she walks in on you naked. There, problem solved.
Awkward. That's right. That's
but I might like that, though.
Oh, Kelly says, new top story. She fucked a guy on her couch when I was home and awake.
That's right.
she wrote it. She wrote it in the chat, so it's out there.
Okay, all right, it's out there.
I gave the warning I was up. They didn't stop.
All right, Kelly, call in.
Please. We're going late, guys.
954-573-2780. Hold on.
By the way, Dutch, I love your girlfriend.
you're the first one.
But
I know.
But that's, I mean, if I didn't really care about keeping a relationship, I would just walk right up to them and be like, hey, what are you doing?
What's up, guys?
Hey. You want some popcorn?
Do you mind if I scoot in the middle here? I was going to watch TV.
I had such a long day.
God. Boy, are my dogs barking.
Oh, I'm sorry. How are you doing? How rude of me.
Yeah.
Dutch's Rod in the chat room says, I was pretty much erect.
You were telling us the after sex chub still. And that's fine. But the whole fact that you walked in there and...
Yeah, I was mortified. Oh, wrong room, dude.
Yeah, and you're like, no, I'm at the right place.
Move over. This is my bed.
I'm where I need to be. Hey, I hope this is Kelly.
This is Kelly.
Hey,
what happened with your awesome roommate?
Well, I told her on Thursday that her rent check bounced, and I expected to be paid, like, you know, the next day, like a normal human being.
Tell her to write it on paper next time.
Well, no, from now on it's going to be cash or bank check or something legitimate. But you'd think maybe she'd be on her best behavior, but she wasn't. I came home Saturday. She had a guy over. We're sitting on our couch. I'm doing an art project on the dining room table, talking with them as they're watching a movie. So, like, I interacted
with
them.
So, basically, you were cock-blocking.
Well, yeah, because as soon as I left, they put on a George Carlin special, because that's what everyone wants to bang to. And and then I realized, like, I'm in my room, the show I was watching stopped, so there was quiet, and I didn't hear anything there. I was like, oh, maybe they fell asleep. And then later, there's another pause, and I'm like, oh, I'm hearing not sleeping noises. So I give them a minute, because I don't need anything in the living room, but, I mean, the living room and the kitchen are all open, so... You know, I'm not going to stay in my bed all night. It's 10 p.m. on a Saturday. So I brush my teeth. I wash my face so that I can hear the water running and then know, like, hey, your roommate's not asleep at 10:20 on a Saturday night. No, they didn't stop. So I'm like, fuck, I want a beer and I need to get my art supplies from the other room. So I just walk through as she's riding him on our couch. And I'm like, really? In the common areas. I fucking sit on that couch, Katie. Come on. And I just grab what I need and walk back as they're trying to.
You should have put your hand up and be like, high five as you walk by. What's up? Come on, right here, high five.
Sloppy seconds.
Huh? Come on. What's going on, guys? She'd make it awkward so they never want to do it there again.
Yep.
Oh, you know what?
Well, I haven't seen her since, so.
Just pee on the couch next time she's around. That mark your
this
territory.
Couch is mine. Mine. And then you lick it.
I'm not going to tell Joel what side they were doing it on, so he never knows.
No, I kind of like sitting in that. By the way, we've done some horrible things at your last roommate's couch before, like the one with the whole like seat pullout type thing. So I don't think we're too far off from what they are.
But they weren't home and awake. It's one thing, like, if she knew I was
pretty sure your old roommate was there and was watching and filming us at the same time.
That's really creepy, because only I know that my old roommate was my sister.
Exactly.
Now it's awkward for everyone.
Now it's hot for everyone.
Exactly. You needed to share that with me.
Listen.
Yeah.
This broke-ass bitch needs to get herself in line.
Okay, wait. The real question is this a leather couch or a cloth couch?
Yes.
Because that makes
cloth.
It... Cloth?
That's grosser.
It That's absorbs. Why I'm asking. Because cloth absorbs... At least leather, you can wipe it down quickly.
I have a suede couch.
But
it's terrible.
Oh, God.
That's the worst.
Why would you do that?
Why would you buy a suede couch?
It felt nice, and the salesman was like, it's only $1,600.
And it will catch every type of cum, stain, you know, flake off your head.
Pay extra for that. It's a sexual thing.
There you go.
Yeah. They call it the cum catcher.
Oh. You don't shop at Rooms to Go and blowjobs?
Rooms to cum?
No, I mean, but so now that it absorbed some of the semen and the vagina goo and even some butt liquid. So now all of that,
maybe a little saliva.
Is saliva. All of that is now inside that
some
couch.
Sweat
forever. It's never coming
thing?
Out of here.
It never comes out, and it's gonna start smelling one day. You'll see.
I would trade all of that for your stupid cat, to be honest.
You want to have sex with her cat?
I hate her cat. I want it dead, and her cat and her hair.
I just
and all
want
that.
To kill her cat. You're such a meanie.
I hate Kelly. I hate Neville.
I know you're telling us every time you see him.
I know. I just want to let
cat's
you know.
His name is Neville, as in Neville Longbottom.
Yes, exactly. He's red.
Of course.
You guys, you don't realize how important Neville Longbottom is to the whole Harry Potter series.
God.
He seems like a retard.
We know!
I know!
And it could have been him!
It doesn't matter!
And Joel, that's such an analogy for my cat. He seems retarded and unimportant, but he's awesome.
He is retarded and unimportant.
He's the best kind of cat.
Oh, my. You know, Marie has in her room a full-length stand cut out of Orlando Balloon, as you call them.
I don't know where that is anymore. It may not be in this house. But yes, somebody once got me a full stand-up cut out of Orlando Bloom as Legolas from Lord of the Rings, the first one, The Fellowship, because he was handsome.
You're such a fucking idiot.
I didn't buy it. Someone got it for me.
Hold on a second. Actually, I think the guy who played Neville is, like, really good-looking now.
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
He grew up just fine. Those are false teeth.
Like really good looking.
Oh, yeah. There are a ton of funny memes about him. It's like, Neville Longbottom, master of the puberty spell.
He really was a nerd in the earlier ones. And yeah, he did get handsome. But he's not that important. Who cares? I said it. Now you nerds could go fuck off.
But he was important.
I don't care. Oh, there he is. Yeah, he did get handsome. Jesus Christ.
Look at that guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm taking my pants off now.
Jesus Christ.
1,000,000 points to Gryffindor.
I'll tell you, he put a spell on me. Eh? Eh?
Eh? Why are we saying eh?
I don't know.
He really did grow up pretty okay. He just had a chubby face. That's all.
And I think they gave him prosthetic teeth.
Yes. They had to give him goofy teeth because he's a goofball in the movie.
Oh my God.
We gotta get out of here.
We got to get out of here because I'm sick of Harry Potter now.
I'm sick of Kelly. Kelly, thank you.
Bye, guys.
Go sniff your cat. Talk to you later.
Oh, he's so whipped. Did you hear that just then?
I know. I heard him. He's like,
I love
you. Yeah, girl likes you. You're gay.
Dutch has and
you miss having sex with your relationship girl.
I haven't seen her in a while, man.
Sitting in a tree.
He likes her because she has big boobies.
She's got big old tits, man.
I think it's called tickled bitties.
Okay, sorry.
I believe that's what the kids on the street call it.
I didn't mean to do that.
Tickle bitties.
Yeah.
I'll play the outro.
I love big titties.
All right.
In a second.
You got it?
I'm in a second.
Well, that's the thing, man. You should be looking at the time I always do.
I wanted you to get upset at me first.
Upset at you?
Yeah, be mad at me. Turns me on sexually.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Well, part of it, though, is it me, like, being genuine or me, like, putting it on? Or does it matter?
Both of it.
Both of it? All right.
I'm going to hold on.
Why wouldn't we have the outro ready right near midnight? I mean, it's already, it's 12:01. It's 12:01.
Huh? Remember this song?
Okay, sure.
That's what you get for making fun of me, dick.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is the fun version.
Yep.
And I am better than you because my girlfriend wants to have sex with me on the couch that her roommate had sex on.
All right.
What she said. I don't know if you heard it, but that's what I took from that conversation.
Mitchell, why are you better?
I am better than you because you will never see photos of me from my Marilyn Hanson cover band days.
Marilyn Hanson. Christ.
Marie,
you better.
I'm better because I can recognize a Harry Potter reference immediately.
And Royce.
I'm better than you because I have a 2008 Bentley.
Wow. 1 year newer.
All right, fuckers. Listen to Hippo Juice tomorrow.
That and then all the other shows and all that kind of nonsense. But
yeah,
download the show on morelikeradio.com. See you guys next week.
Bye-bye.